It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Playing in person is a program that is geared and driven to keep our listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are being sponsored by the Person County Parks and Rec Department. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
LeBron, understand that you all had to cancel the Bash Tournament this past week.
Yes, Rob, we did. We definitely canceled it this past Saturday, you know, just because of the weather coming in. And we will not, unfortunately, we will not make it up. We just have to wait until next month, which is March the 13th, when we will have our next tournament. I always tell people, just remember, every second Saturday we're having our tournaments out at the lake. So come on out March 13th, maybe it'll be bigger and better for us to have it. You know, some of the guys still want to fish. I had a couple calls, it's just rain, Street, it's just rain. I said, no, we're going to have to cancel it, you know, because I've seen those guys, Rob, get out there with, you know, be raining cats and dogs, and we still had the tournament. But we canceled it due to the ice. But however, March 13th in April, May, and June, we will have one every second Saturday.
336-597-7806. It's the phone number to Mayo Park. You can log on to personcounty.net. Click on the Mayo portion of the website for more information. Again, the tournament was canceled this past Saturday, but their next tournament will be Saturday, March 13th. The boats launch at 7 o'clock, LeBron?
That's correct.
And weigh-in is at 3 p.m. That's correct. You can go ahead and pre-register. It's $75 per boat, two people per boat. And you can pay an extra $10 and get in the Big Fish Lunker. So just ride by Mayo Park doing business hours, 8:30 to 5 weekdays there at 1013 Neal Store Road. If you want to go ahead and register early, you can register the morning of, but the way that they take registration is what determines the launch time. So if you're the first one to register, you're the first one that's able to launch, and so on and so forth. Also, Mayo Park is open for camping. They have RV hookups with water and electric, cabins that have air conditioning and heat. The cabins do not have bathrooms, but they do have modern bathroom facilities at Mayo Park. You will find a nature trail, horseshoe pits, a disc golf course, and so much more.
That's correct.
And it'd be a good idea if you're thinking about doing any camping at all at Mayo anytime 2021, make your reservations ASAP because they book up fast. 2020 was one of the busiest years that they've ever had. And LeBron, who knows, you may surpass that figure this year.
That is correct, Rob, because, you know, last year wasn't too much going on. Seemed like every weekend we saw brand-new campers out there. We saw a lot of brand-new boats out there because that was one of the going things last year due to the quarantine. So, yes, Rob, we were very busy last year. Rob, believe it or not, I had a lady call me this past week, and I already made a reservation for next year.
Wow.
She tried making a reservation for this year, and somebody beat her to it. She said, well, I'm going to jump ahead of them and get my spot for next year. So we can take reservations for next year also. Again, just give us a call at 597-7806.
You know the old expression, if you snooze, you lose.
Snooze, you lose. That's right. It's the first come, first serve.
And, you know, LeBron, we say it all the time. Mayo Park is one of the best kept secrets.
Correct.
Well, guess what? The secret is out.
It's definitely out.
It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. We'll have our news report from the North Carolina News Network coming up in less than 2 minutes. LeBron, what about baseball signups?
Yes, Rob. We do have baseball and softball signups going on right now for ages 4 through 12 through the Person County Little League. So if your child is between the ages of 4 and 12, please go ahead and get signed up. Get them signed up for this upcoming baseball and softball season. Hopefully Mother Nature will finally break for us and things can dry out. We will be able to have a successful baseball and softball season. You must get them registered by March the 5th. So please, you got a couple more weeks to get them registered, to get signed up for it. But again, you have until March the 5th to get signed up and registered for the upcoming baseball and softball season. Three ways to do it. You can simply go online. You can go by the main office of Huck Stansberry, or just simply call at 597-1755 to get signed up and for more information. Again, you have until March the 5th to get signed up for baseball and softball signups.
Well, believe it or not, spring makes its arrival on Saturday, March the 20th. So that's about, you know, 5 weeks away. But anyway, nevertheless, and no worries, no fear, spring will definitely be here. Now, you remember the old analogy, March will be here, and sometimes March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a lion,
right,
or vice versa. So anyway, just be mindful that we do have the chance of freezing rain coming in on Wednesday, but you can get out and exercise and walk all you want to at the many parks is maintained by Person County Parks and Recreation Department. It's playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron, tell us about Couch to 5K.
Yes, Rob. So we do have the Couch to 5K program about to get started up. But like anything else, Rob, we have to get pre-registration. So a lot of people may be saying, what exactly is the Couch to 5K? Exactly what it says. We're trying to get people up off the couch and get them started and running, and to get them getting people up off the couch and start preparing them and training them to run the 5K. And basically, with it, it's you and a group of other people to get out and start exercising. We meet on certain days of the week, in certain times, and we get out and just basically start at the bottom and work your way up. So this week, you may just start walking one lap. Next week, you may work your way up to a lap and a half or two laps and so forth. But the main goal is we're going to work our way up to a 5K. And a 5K is 3.1 miles. However, we must get registered. The registration deadline is February the 26th. So please get registered for this event by February the 26th. The Couch to 5K goes through April the 30th, and the 5K is going to be on May 1st. So you're basically going to have a good two months to get trained for, for this event. Please call Ms. K. Rudd at 597-1755.
Now, LeBron, how about soccer and volleyball? Do people still have time to sign up for those?
Yes, Rob. Adult co-ed soccer registration is going on now. It's just for the adults right now. That's going on until February the 25th. So adult co-ed registration is going on for soccer. Adult co-ed volleyball is going on now through March the 28th. I'm sorry, season starts March the 28th, but you have until February the 25th to get signed up for that. And don't worry, youth volleyball, if you're between the ages of 8 and 17, you have also until February 26th to get signed up. So a lot of signups going on. You have until the last Friday of this month, February 26th, you have youth volleyball, baseball and softball signups are going on now between now and February 26th. But the main, if you can't keep up with the dates, just simply call the main office and we'll be more than happy to assist you and tell you your exact dates. But the main thing is please get signed up and don't miss the registration deadline.
336-597-1755 is the phone number to the Parks and Rec office located at Huck Sandsbury. You can stop by there in person. Log on to personcounty.net. Also, if you need to call Mayo Park, 336-597-7806. And you can call the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex in beautiful Uptown Roxborough at 336-597-1709. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Now, LeBron, the next bass fishing tournament will be Saturday, March 13th, correct?
That is correct, Rob. So the next bass will be March the 13th. and following through June every second Saturday. So it's the best way to keep up with it. Crappy guys, have no fear. We will have some scheduled out. Just be patient with me. But however, Bass Tournament will be scheduled February through. I'm sorry, it is scheduled February through June. But we missed February, but every second Saturday, March through June.
Now that is the Bass Tournament that's sponsored by the Person County Parks and Rec Department, 336-597-7806 for more information. Now, again, if you want to sign up for baseball and softball, you need to go ahead and get that taken care of too. Is that right, LeBron?
That is correct, Rob. For the person, for the rec department, baseball, softball season will be here before we know it. Spring will be here before you know it. As Rob stated, March the 20th is around the corner. It's the first day of spring. But however, we must get people signed up for it. So you must get signed up by last Friday of this month, by next Friday, actually, February the 26th, to get signed up for upcoming baseball and softball season, which will be held through the Parks and Rec Department, ages 4 through 12. Just give us a call at 597-1755.
Now, LeBron, as far as it goes for volleyball and soccer signups, folks need to go ahead and get that taken care of as soon as they can, correct?
That is correct, Rob. That's going to be adult co-ed volleyball. The registration ends in the month, February 25th. Adult co-ed soccer, our registration ends February 25th. But however, the youth volleyball, which is ages 8 through 17, you have until February 26th. So please get signed up for all these events, also along with the Couch to 5K program. These are the events that we have coming up. The main thing is we ask people to please get signed up so we know how many people we have. A lot of the, I know like with the soccers and the volleyball, if we don't have enough people to sign up for it, unfortunately, we will not be able to have it. So the main thing is please get signed up for the upcoming season.
Also, we want to remind everyone, if you want to get out and get a little bit of exercise, you could go and walk at one of the many tracks that is maintained by the Parks and Rec Department from anywhere in Roxburgh and Person County within a 10 or 15 minute drive. You can be at one of those parks. Most of them have playground equipment. Also, you could walk the nature trail at Mayo Park. Don't know if I would suggest that today or not.
Yes,
with the wind and it being wet. But also, speaking of Mayo Park, if you're thinking about doing any camping in that weather with your RV camper, or if you're wanting to rent a cabin, contact them at Mayo Park ASAP and get your camping reservations made, because they book up quick. So with that, we'll say a special thanks to LeBron Street and everyone with the Parks and Rec Department that do what they do to give us things to do in Roxburgh and Person County. Thank you, LeBron.
Good morning, welcome everybody. Have a good day and be safe out there.
96.7 WKRX.